מסכת אבות פרק ב' משנה ח' משנה סז. רבן יוחנן בן זכאי קיבל מהלל ומשמאי. רבן יוחנן בן זכאי received the tradition of the Torah שבעל פה from הלל and from שמאי. He was one of the later students of הלל and שמאי at the end of the second בית המקדש. Who היה אומר? He would famously say, אם למדת תורה הרבה, אל תחזיק טובה לעצמך, כי לכך נוצרת. He said, if you studied a lot of Torah, don't take credit for yourself. Don't think you're such a big man, because that's the purpose of your creation. You were created by Hashem to learn Torah and to do mitzvot. That was the main purpose of your creation. So it's like somebody who has debt and he pays back his debt. He doesn't say, oh wow, look, I'm so great, I paid back my debt. No, you had an obligation. You had a certain duty that you had to take care of. And therefore, you don't need any special praises. Same thing with Torah. If you learned a lot of Torah, that's why you're here. You can't forget that. Don't start thinking that you did something so out of the norm. You were created to study Torah. Hamisha talmidim hayalo l'Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai ve'eluhen. There were five students, or five well-known students that Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai had, and these are them. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkunus, ve'Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania, ve'Rabbi Yosei HaKohen, ve'Rabbi Shimon ben Etanel, ve'Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. He had these five very well-known, famous students, and he's going to praise each one of them for a unique aspect of their makeup. Hu haya mone shibhan. He would list their praises. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkunus bor sid she'eno me'abet tipa. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkunus was like a pit whose walls were sealed with plaster and doesn't lose a drop of its water. In order to preserve water in those days, they would have a well or some sort of pit, and they would coat it with plaster on the inside, and no water would fall through it. There would be no leaks. The mind of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkunus was so thorough, and he reviewed so many times his studies that he didn't forget anything. He was constantly doing hazara, and therefore his mind never lost any of the Torah that he learned. Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania, Ashrei Yolal Tor. Rabbi Yoshua ben Hanania, fortunate is the woman who gave birth to him. His mother was a very special woman. She, when she was pregnant, she used to go to all the rabbis and ask them for beracha, that her son would be a Talmid Hacham. She took his cradle when he was newly born and brought it to the Beit Midrash so he would hear words of Divrei Torah. So since his mother was so impactful in his growth as a Talmid Hacham since the age before he was born, so we praise his mother. We bring her up over here as the one who deserves some of the credit. Rabbi Yosei HaKohen Hasid. Rabbi Yosei HaKohen was a pious person. A pious person is always careful to go above the letter of the law. They don't want to just fulfill base obligations. They want to fulfill all of the opinions, or they want to go without any question. He was very careful to do that. We mentioned earlier on in Mishnah that somebody who's a Hasid, that a person who's unlearned, he cannot become a Hasid. So we're also including in here, if he's a Hasid, he must be a Talmid Hacham as well. Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel, Yerehet. Rabbi Shimon ben Netanel was somebody who feared sin. He was very, very careful not to sin. He therefore also included amongst things that he didn't get involved with, certain things that were permitted. He didn't get involved with in order to create a boundary, a little bit of a spiritual fence, to make sure that he didn't get close to indulging too much. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Ma'ayan HaMitgaber. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was a spring of water that was constantly growing stronger. Like a spring of water grows and grows. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, he brought different thoughts to Torah. And he had different svarot, different logic. And he would use that with his Torah. And any type of difficult topic that came up, he had the ability to understand in depth, creating his own system that he would apply to it. Hu haya omer, im yehyu kol hachmei Yisrael bekaf moznayim, ve'Eliezer ben Hurkunus bekaf shenya, machriya et kulam. Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai would say, if all of the rabbis of Bnei Yisrael were on one side of the scale, and Eliezer ben Hurkunus was on the other side of the scale, he would outweigh all of them. He was so special and so unique and so great. He knew so much Torah that it would outweigh all of the rabbis who were on the other side of the scale, since he never forgot anything. So therefore, it totally changes the balance of the scale, him alone. Now we'll look at it from a qualitative perspective, which is Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Im Yehu Abba Shaul Haya Omed Mishmo. Abba Shaul quoted a different type of tradition. It doesn't argue. The first one was talking about breadth of knowledge. Here we're talking about the sharpness. Im Yehu Kol Achme Yisrael Bekaf Moznayim V'Rabbi Eliezer Ben Hugnus Af Imahem V'Rabbi Elazar Ben Arach Bekaf Sheniya Machriya Et Kulam. Abba Shaul would say about, in the name of Rabban Yohanan Ben Zakkai, if all of the rabbis of Israel were on one side of the scale, and you included amongst them Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanu, so we just praise for knowing so much in the last part of the Mishnah, he put him with them. And then on the other side of the scale, you put Rabbi Eliezer ben Arach, he would outweigh all of them. His approach, he was so sharp in learning, he was so creative, and he had such deep logic that he would outweigh all of the Hachamei Yisrael. His creativity and his thought, nobody, couldn't be matched by anybody, so therefore it would outweigh everybody.